Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. First of all, since this is the first time I address a point on this chapter, I just would like to stress that we have been talking a lot about multilingualism, but the commentaries mainly based on sources in English. Of course, we don't have much to do in what respect that, but I would encourage the Special Rapporteur for in the next commentaries to incorporate sources in different languages. But my specific point is, I mean, if we mirror what is said in paragraph 4, I think it would be important to include after privileges and immunities enjoyed by international organizations, the reference to their officials as well, because this is mentioned in line 8 of the following paragraph 4 as one of the examples that there is in case law. So I think it would be important to include their officials after enjoyed by international organizations, just to mirror the reference in paragraph 4. Thank you very much.